Next question. What is your number one priority for Ann Arbor? And how will you accomplish this?
Can I just split it into two, maybe? Because, I mean, it's just so hard. It's like asking you, who's your favorite family member? I mean, who's your favorite kid? I mean, you can't, yeah? Anyway, let me take a stab at it. I guess I take fiscal responsibility very seriously because I believe in core services, basic services. I know a lot of politicians respond to this or retort to this by saying, Ann Arbor ain't a basic city. We are more than a basic city. And my argument is something like if my kid came and said, let's just skip middle school. I don't want to learn all that stuff. Let's just go to college. So that's what's happening here. And I think giving good public services, I mean, that's what is, I think, primary reason I'm here. And it comes with the fiscal responsibility. If you don't waste money, every dollar wasted is not a dollar there for you to do something that really needs to be done. Whether it's snow removal, I went to a couple of neighborhood meetings where they were thinking of getting a private company to come and start clearing their roads, I mean public roads. And I said, but this is our job, the city. But they said, yeah, by the time you come, I mean, it's just so late. I mean, we need to get out of it. And it just makes me sad because people who live here actually pay their taxes gladly because they believe in the values of Ann Arbor, which is a community that takes care of itself, right? And so for me, I feel we need to get that done. So for everybody who thinks this isn't a basic city, I mean, first we need to get the basics done before we can think of that $1 million art project you want to put in front of City Hall. So whether it's snow removal or getting our roads fixed or getting fire and police up to code, all these are basic services I think we need to get done.
Thank you.
Okay. So as I said, my one thing I would love to see for the city of Ann Arbor is just more affordable housing. Affordable housing brings a uniqueness to a community that, you know, some may not understand. So shown that vibrant communities have affordable housing where they have people of different incomes in that area. And some may say, I don't understand. I may not want that in my neighborhood, but at the same time, they will want a vibrant city, downtown, and amenities for their community. What having the resources of affordable housing in the area will allow those people, one, to be able to get the jobs that people would love to go to. So when it comes to working at a restaurant as a waiter or a bus person, working at other jobs in community that others may not be doing at the time or may not want to do, that's where you have people in affordable housing. They're able to work those jobs, use our great public transportation, which just had a good passage of the millage, and also support the community by working in the community. So and, you know, as a product of, you know, using affordable housing, I see the benefits of it. And just to go back to your question that wasn't geared to council, I'm also, you know, in support of cooperative living. It's a great way for people to have ownership, but at the same time work together for the community. So my number one thing would be affordable housing.
What was the question?
What is your number one priority for Ann Arbor, and how will you accomplish this?
I'm running for office because I think there has been something missing in our city administration for a number of years, and that's trust, you know. And that is probably one of the most important reasons that I am intending on serving as mayor, is to help reinstall the trust that our community has of its government, because for some reason I'm not feeling it and I'm not hearing it from my constituents. And I think there's a lot of us that are unhappy with the way our government has not been open and transparent. So my purpose as mayor would be to help reinstill that trust. I think I'm already halfway there because I have the trust and support of four other council members. The other mayoral candidates don't have that. I think it's important that when a council member and mayor, they go to a public meeting, that everybody believes what they say and they say what they mean.
Yeah.
We don't want to have these surprises when you show up. And we've had a number of those over the years.